Hey there! Today we're going to be talking about one of the most popular beauty products on the market. We're going to be talking about makeup removing wipes. I know you ladies love your makeup wipes, but I'm here to tell you they are not your skin's best friend. I know they're easy, I know they're convenient, but they are actually irritating your skin and they're not as effective as you might think they are. So if you want to hear all the details, stay tuned.
Welcome to the Blessed Beauty Podcast, where busy women just like you can get clear, solid skincare and makeup advice and more. If you struggle with understanding your skin, if you're concerned about how to age gracefully and still feel confident without hassle or headache, if you wonder, are you even using the right products for your skin type, and whether your skincare routine is too complicated or practically non-existent, you, my friend, are in the right place. I'm your host, Jennifer, and I've been a licensed esthetician and makeup artist for over 20 years. I know how confusing all the advice on the internet can be when it comes to learning about our skin, our skincare, and our makeup. And it seems that even with all this information, it's getting harder and harder to get clear and, most importantly, non-sponsored advice. So if you're confused by the continuous marketing by the beauty companies and the social media influencers, then this podcast will give you much needed clarity about how your skin actually works so you can take better care of it more simply than ever before. Get ready to understand and appreciate your own beauty in a way like never before. Because I always say, skincare, it shouldn't be hard. The best makeup is great skin. And you will always look and feel your best when you step into your God-given beauty. Sound good? Let's get started. Hey friends, before we get into it today, I have something special that I just want to share with you really quick. I have been getting such wonderful emails from you guys about how much you're loving the show, how much it's giving you much needed clarity about how, yes, you can have a simple and a gentle skincare routine that's still effective, something that isn't too complicated, and you're just loving it. You're loving the messaging of the show, and I love hearing that. And I've even been getting questions from you guys in these emails that are super specific, like super specific skincare and makeup questions that you have based on whatever episode you listen to. And you're even asking me, do I provide coaching? Is there any way that you can meet with me one-on-one? And I used to provide one-on-one coaching, and I wasn't even really considering it right now, but I got so many emails about it. And some of these emails, like I'm saying, they're so specific, and I know you guys need help. Then I started saying to myself, hey, Jennifer, your birthday's coming up. Why don't you offer them something special? And yes, I am a crazy person. I talk to myself in the third person. So I decided to open up my calendar for the next month and give you guys a surprise and offer 1 hour beauty coaching sessions just for you, my listeners, at half the price that I would normally charge. So for you, my listeners, you guys can get an hour of beauty coaching with me to talk about whatever skincare and makeup issues and problems and frustrations that you want to talk about. You get a full hour with me for only $75. And that, again, is half the price that I usually charge, but I am feeling it. I am feeling all the love that you guys are giving me. And I just want to present you with that special offer. This is not something that I put on my website. So if you want the information about how to book your session, all you have to do is go to the episode description for the podcast or the video, depending on where you're listening or watching. Go in there and you'll find the link to go and book with me. I do want you to hurry up and get in there as quickly as you can if you do need help. I'm going to open my calendar out for about 2 weeks at a time, and I'm going to go in there, I'm going to get the bookings, and then I'm going to go back in and open it for another 2 weeks out. So I can't do this forever. So if you want your time booked and you want your questions answered, just go in there, pick the time and date that works for you. You're going to get a confirmation email, and in that email, it's going to have a link to join a Google Meet session with me. It's very, very similar to Zoom. In fact, it's almost identical to Zoom. And I say this with sincerity. I know you're all busy. I know you have lives. So if you want to come to the session with your hair in a messy bun and your PJs on, that is totally fine. You know, you do you. The only thing I would ask is that have your questions prepared before our session starts, because I want you to be able to really get your questions answered. So have your questions beforehand, because we need to get right to work in solving some of your skincare and makeup issues and your frustrations. And I want you to leave with clarity. I want you to leave with personal recommendations and advice that you can start using right away to start seeing changes in your skin. So I can't wait to meet you. If you need that help, go to my booking link in the description now before the slots fill up. Okay, so let's get into this. In this episode, I'm going to tell you why makeup wipes are not an everyday skincare product. So if you're using them daily, that's a no-no. Why they should be a last resort when you are washing your face. First, I want to get into why so many women seem to love these makeup wipes. And I get it. I know you love your wipes. I know they're super convenient. They're nice to have handy. They're easy to use. They smell good, blah, blah. I understand. I get it. Everyone wants the swipe and go idea. You know, you don't have a sink. You can be lazy. Just swipe, you know, swipe the makeup wipe all over your skin. You know, you're wiping away the gunk and all your troubles and everything's great, right? No. We need to get over this because everything that is super simple isn't the best way to be doing it, right? Because inevitably you end up cutting corners. So let's be clear. Let me get up on my little, I've been an esthetician for over 20 years soapbox, and I'm going to proclaim to you that makeup wipes used every day are not good for your skin. They are irritating, and most of the time they aren't even cleansing your skin effectively. End of story. Okay, amen. I'm gonna preach the skincare good news today about makeup wipes, okay? But here's the thing. Number one, okay, yes, in certain situations, I know that they can be a lifesaver. You know, it's a random late night. Sometimes, you know, you're coming home after midnight or 2 a.m. I guess it would depend if you have kids or not, but I digress. So, you know, it's late at night and the thought of performing your skincare routine sounds like medieval water torture. And you whip out the makeup wipe and you take everything off and it's just so easy and boom, you're done, right? So we've all been there. And yes, that is okay and perfectly acceptable for a few one-off nights here and there. I'm not going to yell at you or fault you if you do that once in a while. It's better than doing nothing and it's better than going to bed without washing your face. However, these makeup wipes should be a one-off thing because I have to get real with you, give you the real deal, a much-needed dose of reality about these wipes, especially if you're using them all the time or even daily. If you use them long term, they can really irritate your skin. Really, they can. When you use them daily, they can also be too rough on your skin. Most of you tend to be way too harsh with these makeup wipes. You're pulling and you're tugging on your skin. And sometimes even with all that pulling and dragging, most of them aren't even thoroughly removing makeup the way that they should be anyway. A lot of these wipes are textured. They're even kind of rough feeling because they're being sold as being exfoliating type products. So think about it. With all of this tugging and pulling at the skin with a makeup wipe, because let's be honest, you have to do that in order, you know, for them to even work halfway decently, you're causing all this unnecessary future sagging of your skin. Why are you helping gravity by tugging at your skin like that every day just to do something as simple as wash your face at night? There are so many more gentle ways of removing makeup, grime, SPF off of your skin, and makeup wipes are not one of them. And also, as I mentioned before, they don't really remove grime and makeup and SPF thoroughly. They can actually even push a lot of that grime and debris down further into your pores, clogging them up. In addition, a lot of them, or I would say most of them, are filled with fragrance. They're filled with preservatives that can irritate your skin. And even if they're marketed as like a green beauty product and they don't have fragrance and preservatives, you're still tugging and pulling at your skin for them to do even a halfway decent job. Now, also, I know some of you are using these makeup wipes as kind of a first cleanse, meaning you're using them to wipe off the first layer, you know, the makeup and the grime, and then you're going in with your facial cleanser to wash your face. But even if you're doing that, I would just say save yourself the time, money, and trouble and just wash your face twice with your facial cleanser. you're not going to be as rough as you would be with a makeup wipe. You know, with water, your fingertips and your cleanser, you're not going to tug at your skin the way you would with these wipes, right? So again, please start thinking of using them as a once in a while product or as a last resort when you don't have a choice and you have to use them because it's a special situation. Okay, so now what about when you have to use one, when it is a special situation, okay? It's a super late night, you're over it, you know, don't have access to a sink for whatever reason. Maybe you're camping, you're at an outdoor event, maybe you're in the hospital, okay? Fine, this is what you do. First thing, I want you to add some water to that actual wipe before you begin to wipe down your face. And I say this because I have seen a ton of different brands of these wipes over the years, and almost all of them at every price point, they are not saturated with enough cleansing solution to actually do anything. Most of them are just too dang dry. And when you're wiping your face with them, you can't get all the grime off of your face. So what I would say, add water to them. Maybe from a clean water bottle, you know, wherever you are, whatever you have access to, you know, depends on your situation. You just want to get that wipe wetter than what it is coming out of the pouch. And when your wipe is more saturated, that's better because you're able to wipe your face a little bit better. You're not tugging at your face as much. So how about using the makeup wipes? What's the technique? Remember, you are not scrubbing or wiping on a bathroom floor. You're wiping your face. So be as gentle as you can. Always go in an upward motion, always up. You know, don't help gravity by going in a downward motion. Then after wiping your face, if the cloth isn't too dry at that point, if you're wearing eye makeup, like eyeshadow, mascara, eyeliner, etc. After you wipe your face with that cloth, then go in and very gently wipe your eye makeup off, you know, starting with your eyelids, the eyeshadow if you wear it, and then very gently go in and try to remove your mascara and your liner. That way, when you do the face first, you're not smearing all that eye makeup residue all over your face. Personally, what I do if I have to use a makeup wipe is I reserve one for my face and one for my eyes. That's just my recommendation. That's the way I do it. And remember, your eyes are the most sensitive part of your face, so please don't pull and tug like a crazy person when you're using the wipe around your eye makeup. I like to, like I said, reserve one for my eyes and one for my face if I'm forced to use a wipe. Now, if you don't wear eye makeup and you're using a makeup wipe, I still want you to wipe your eyes, but wipe them before you wipe your face. After you're done wiping everything, I would generally recommend go in with another clean makeup wipe. Again, dampen it with water, go all over your face again, gently of course, but just make sure that you're getting most of that grime off. You want that wipe to be fairly clean. You know, fairly clean looking, I guess. And then from there, after you use the wipe, if you have anything that you want to put on your face, which you should, I would generally recommend that you keep it very simple, just a basic type of face lotion or nighttime cream. I do not recommend using any active products like retinoids or skin acids after you use a makeup wipe, because you're still going to have some residue from the wipe on your skin, meaning you might still have grime on your skin and you might have leftover cleaning solution on your skin from that wipe. And that's just the nature of makeup wipes. They don't clean the skin thoroughly, they leave a residue. So that's why I'm anti-makeup wipe. So I just want you to keep it as basic as possible with what you're putting on your skin after you use a wipe. Remember, a basic lotion or cream, no active products. Because let's face it, your skin is probably going to need something to soothe it after all of that tugging on your skin with that darn wipe anyway. So there you have it. That is my take on makeup wipes, why I don't like them, why I don't want you to use them every day or even in the first place. But again, I'm a realist. I know there's going to be situations where you're going to have them and you're going to want to use them because they're convenient, because they're easy. So if that's the case, at least you know how to use them with the least amount of irritation. And if you can look for a makeup wipe that doesn't have preservatives and doesn't have fragrance, that is preferable because you don't want preservatives and fragrance irritating your skin even further. So I hope this helps. I hope this episode helped you. I hope it taught you something that you didn't know, or even, you know, allowed you to stop and think about, are makeup wipes every day a good thing, something you should be doing for your skin? No, I wanted the episode to be kind of a kick in the rear that you might have needed to just stop using them every day. Because if you're using makeup wipes every day, I would just rather see you using a gentle facial cleanser at night instead. So if you need advice on that, go back and listen to the first 4 episodes of the podcast. I go into detail about how to cleanse your skin gently and properly. So that's all I have for you today. I do want to ask, if you are loving the show, if it has helped you in any way, big or small, it would do me such a solid if you would just go take 60 seconds and leave me a 5-star review on either Apple Podcasts or Spotify. It is literally the only way that the podcast platforms push the show out to people who have never seen it before, who I know would benefit from it. It would be such a wonderful blessing. So if you could do that, it would make my day. And not only that, it keeps the show going. So I pray that you can help me out. I will continue to pray for you. In fact, let's pray right now. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord Jesus, please bless everyone listening today. Wrap them in your love, wrap them in your protection, keep their families safe and their hearts and minds guarded from the evil of this world. Help us to grow in love and faith and to appreciate our God-given beauty that you have given us, and to help us recognize that we are loved, that we are enough just because you made us, and we do not have to conform to the world's standards. We only have to conform to yours. In your name we pray, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Have a great week. I will see you very soon. Bye. Hey there. Did you enjoy today's episode? If you did, it would be so awesome if you could just take 60 seconds and write me a quick 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. You have no idea how far that goes in allowing me to continue bringing you this podcast, not to mention getting it into the ears of more busy Christian women who need this kind of simple yet solid beauty advice. And if you feel like you need more personalized advice and attention from me, I'd be glad to help you. All you have to do is take a look in this episode's description. You'll find everything I have to offer, from my free resources to all of my programs. You can also visit my website at jennifercristofferson.com. Thanks for tuning in. God bless, and I'll see you next time.